Ryan's back. I'll be right back. No, right. I'm not doing saying that. Hold on. Here we go. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Okay. I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will be right back.
All
right.
Do the intro.
Ayo, he gone. So we better do a Ryan intro this time. We ain't gonna do this basic Preston P-Dawg crap anymore. What's up, Buttercups? Welcome back to another typical podcast. I'm gonna be your host today. Preston is dealing with his other stuff right now, so I'm gonna be the host until further notice. Yeah, whether you guys like this or not, it's gonna happen. Yeah, I have a good feeling about this. I feel like I'm going to take this to new places. I think, you know, he opened or he got to the door. I'm going to get us through the door. This is how we're going to do it from now on. A lot of changes. A lot of changes are going to happen, not going to lie. Some good. Some hopefully not bad, but we'll get through it. Yeah, this is how far I've gotten to, honestly, I'm not gonna lie. I'm sure when he looks back at this, he's gonna have a good smile on his face when he starts editing this. Oh, shit, okay. All right. Preston told me to close my eyes, so that is what I'm doing to listen to my master. I'm scared, though.
Okay, open your eyes. Yeah,
I you wearing shorts? That's crazy, dude. And it's matching too. You look. I'm not gonna lie. I thought this was a onesie. I thought you were in a onesie for a second. I'm like, but hey, that's what's up, dude.
Yeah, I wanted to show off my outfit.
So you bought shorts on your own, dude? That's
actually my mom bought me these. I'm not. That's not a joke.
So, but you didn't ask for it. She just said you need shorts.
Well, she was like, "What do you think about these?" And I was like, "Yeah."
Hey, I mean, that's something. That's something.
Yeah, so I wanted to go with the cotton candy look.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Yeah, you feeling pretty sweet?
Yeah, wait, did you say welcome to typical for the intro or no?
Well, yeah, well, you'll find out in editing.
Okay, welcome to typical. Yeah, I know. This isn't a big surprise or something. I just wanted to...
I'm with it, dude.
I was dressed like you.
Yeah.
Not cool. Not good.
Oh.
But
oh.
Now, cotton candy. Swagged out. Dripped out.
You dripped out?
Splash.
But cotton candy can't go in water, though, so how is it?
I mean, it disappears. It's so seamless.
You get so... you vanish. That's how clean that shit is.
Yeah.
I like it though. You're moving on though. You're moving up in the world. Now you'll be able to get darker skin if that's possible.
What? How is that like?
Like a tan, bro. You get a tan.
What? Because I got cotton candy clothes on.
It's because you're pale.
Yeah. Thanks, Ryan. I mean, I get that.
I mean, but you know, it.
Where's this coming from? You got something against, or not, are you saying I should?
No, like you general, like the stories I've heard from you, you know, going to Hawaii, wearing pants, like what the hell? Who does that, dude? You got to wear shorts at least in Hawaii. Okay.
It's not like I was wearing like a tuxedo suit.
Well, I'm not saying the suit, but like you got to wear shorts, bro. You don't wear shorts.
I did when I went swimming.
I hope so.
Yeah. No, have you ever... This is a weird fantasy, or not fantasy.
Oh, shit, we're getting into this.
Shut up, Ryan. This is a weird thing, but when I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
I've always thought about, like, swimming with pants on. Because I've seen in, like, action movies or, like...
Like
or,
jeans or, like...
Yeah, like jeans.
That's, you know, how uncomfortable that is?
Yeah, I'm sure it probably is. But, like, I've seen, like, you know, like an action star jumping off a cliff, jumping into the water okay. in, like, whatever clothes they're in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just like, I've seen that, and I'm like... I want to do that.
You want to do that. You want to feel when uncomfortable.
I have no problem feeling uncomfortable. I feel comfortable when I'm uncomfortable.
You're comfortable in the most uncomfortable positions ever.
Are you uncomfortable when you're comfortable?
No, I'm comfortable when I'm comfortable. I'm uncomfortable when I'm uncomfortable. That's that 3 years of college for you.
Yeah. We're gonna be transparent.
Okay.
Ryan?
No. What? I'm sorry.
All right. Yeah. We're going to be transparent. Ryan and I, We're getting married. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, no, no. Actually, though, we were struggling with thinking of topics, and it might be evident in just how we're talking.
Mm-hmm. We're bringing up the cereal right now.
Yeah, we're bringing up the cereal.
All right.
It might be the...
We just lied to you. We did have topics ready to go.
No, we didn't, actually. This was the only one. This was the only one. Shout out to Abram. Yeah. Okay. Do you want to present the question? Abram, do you want to present the question?
I was
going to
say, I think we might have Abram.
I'm going to give Abram Ryan's microphone. Abram, go ahead and ask the question.
All right, what's up? Hold up. All right. So I'm going to ask you two to rank cereal mascots based off who would get the most bitches.
Okay. Shout out to Abram.
Can we get a list?
Yeah.
I know a few, obviously, but a list would be good.
Abram's going to give us a list.
Name them after anything. Trix Rabbit.
Trix Rabbit.
Ooh, the Trix Rabbit, yeah.
Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch.
Oh, yeah, the pirate. Okay, all right.
Yeah. Lucky Charms.
Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Snap, Crackle, and Pop. Okay, the three, yeah. Are they elves?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Tony the Tiger.
Mm-hmm. Tony the Tiger. Okay, wait, let's save it with just five for now, because I'm not going to remember it anymore.
Yo, I forgot about Snap, Crackle, and Pop. When I first heard the question, I was thinking either Tony's about to get them the most, or if not Tony, bro, the
little tigers
leprechaun.
Are sexy.
They are. That's exactly. Yeah, they are. The stripes, bro. It's smooth. It's slick. It's like a dominant look, but
it's also
like
buff.
Exactly. It's like, hey, come
but
with
that
me.
That voice, though.
Hey, yo, he's like, great. It's just like, yeah.
That's a positive.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought.
I mean, it could be. It could be whatever.
I don't
want.
Know. He sounds kind of like this. They're great. I don't know.
That's better. That's a little better. That's a little better. That's a little better. I haven't seen the commercial in a while.
Like, if he's just going for looks, like, if he doesn't say anything, he might get a solid, in one night,
50.
What?
Oh. But, I mean, I believe he has the potential to be, you know, up there with, like, you know, getting all the girls.
I'll give him top three. He's a third. He's
top
third.
Three?
He's
top three. Okay, I agree. Respect top three.
And we might change the list at the end.
I know, yeah. Me going through them, so a Trix Rabbit, bro.
Bunnies are sexy.
But
is Trix
he's like a really skinny rabbit that's like addicted to like...
What's wrong with skinny rabbits?
There's nothing wrong with them, but it's just like, if I'm thinking about it, how he looks, at least how based off of memory, he kind of looked like a really bad Bugs Bunny.
Yo, actually, Trix...
We ain't talking about the yogurt either. It's the cereal.
Wait, is it Lucky Charms or Trix where like kids can't see the cereal?
Can't see the cereal?
Both? Is it both? Okay.
What?
Like Trix are for kids.
Yeah.
You know, that's the saying.
Yeah.
And like the bunny rabbit can't see. Okay, the bunny rabbit never gets the cereal.
Yeah,
also in Lucky Charms.
The Lucky Charms, he keeps the cereal because the kids can't get it.
Oh, so it's the opposite.
It's the opposite, yeah.
Okay, so...
Because he keeps running away. Nowadays, I don't know what it is, but when we were younger, it was always a different... Yeah.
I got it.
I'd put the Trix Rabbit as five. That's what I would do.
Yeah, because I was about to say, he's got a weird thing for kids.
He does. He has a weird thing for kids, and girls more likely will not like that.
Yeah, and the saying is Trix is...
For kids,
and
so
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, they're getting canceled. It was Snap, Crackle, and Pop. It was
Snap, Crackle, and Pop. Captain Crunch.
Captain
and
Crunch.
Lucky
that's
Charms.
Who it was. That's what I was thinking.
Trix is five. Tony the Tiger is three.
For you, or are we doing one together? If we're doing
this is a team.
Okay,
thing.
Then I got a problem with three. I'm thinking at least two.
Let's
Tony.
Readjust it at the end.
Okay,
let's just get the baseline.
Fair
enough.
All right, let's go with Captain Crunch right now.
Okay.
So, honestly, I liked cereal a lot, but I didn't watch the commercials too much about it, so I don't know how he is.
He's old.
Oh, really? Like old? Like,
I mean, he's got like a white mustache and beard, I believe.
Like, does he give you Jack Sparrow vibes?
No, not at all.
Okay.
He gives me like not even sweet old man, just... Just sad.
just sad.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm thinking maybe fourth, but here, I'm going to pull up a picture. And like on the box, he's like, see?
That mustache ain't doing it, me, but
yeah, he's.
That he looked kind of like, you know, he reminds me of those dudes in, like, I think it's November. It's like he's like the no shave November.
Yeah.
But there's also those dudes that like who don't shave their mustache to show for like men's prostate. Have you seen that?
No, I'm not. Dude,
yeah,
that.
Dude, it's hilarious. It's actually the some people will do that. I found that out last year that people won't shave their mustaches to show like awareness for men's prostate. It's the weirdest shit ever. That's why he gives me 5. So yeah, let's do that at 4. I don't think you get anyone.
Okay.
Except for like Betty White.
Okay. So Captain Crunch can maybe get one person. He does seem like he only gets one girl. He only gets one bitch.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah.
That's how the question was presented.
Yes. Yeah. The only thing Tricks get is prison time.
Yeah.
So. I think so. We're at 4. So now we're on to 3, which potentially is Tony. Yeah. But we'll get back to that.
We'll get back to that. So then
that's Snap, Crackle, and
Pop,
and then
Lucky
the
Charms.
Leprechaun. Yeah, the Leprechaun. So we'll do the 3 midgets first. So
okay.
Honestly, that could work out.
Elves.
They're small. Elves. They're small.
I honestly don't know.
Okay,
don't know.
So
anyway, there's 3 of them.
There's 3 of them.
That's 3 chances.
Yeah, they get 3
that's
chances.
That's like Alvin, Simon, and Theodore.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So
they could steal the Chipmunks' girls. They could steal the 3 girls from Ed, Edd, and Eddy, bro. They could take anyone.
Yeah.
They could take anyone they want, bro. They were smooth with it too. You seen those commercials?
I get it. They're smooth with it. That's what gets them.
Yeah, no, they like ladies. they're so their chemistry is so good. Like they'll think of something on the spot and they'll finish each other's sentences and they'll be like, "Ooh shit, I want that one." That's what they're gonna be like. I feel like Snap, Crackle, and Pop is definitely a top 3 contender.
Yeah. You know what? You know what's funny?
What?
I just realized like their names.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they say when they climax.
Exactly right.
So like Snap goes snap, and then Pop goes pop, woo, and then Crackle goes crackle. And that's what they do.
Okay. Shit.
They have to be number 1 because there's 3 of them.
I mean, we'll talk about it. I feel like the top 3 for sure. But
okay.
On to Leprechaun Mal. This dude with the drip.
Yeah.
Just has the ultimate getaway. He's the ultimate one-nighter.
He stays away from kids.
Exactly. He will do what he wants to do and not give a shit in the morning.
Yeah.
As long as he has his cereal, he don't give a shit.
That is kind of gangster.
And he got the drip dress, too. He looked nice in his all-green outfit, too.
Does he?
I have to look at him. Maybe not now. I don't know what he looks like now, but because, you know, people. But like when he used to, he had the scarf, he had the green suit, some like fancy pointy boots, bro. It was
let me tell you, my boy, he may have gotten massacred.
Oh hell no! Oh, is that a turtleneck? Did they give them a turtle? Oh hell no! He
looks like a child.
He does look like a child. Oh,
we might have to remove this child from the list, but if we're going off old school.
See, I guess it looks okay, but
I guess it's the same, just different art style. But yeah. But
how I remember him, he had more drip than he does now. They kind of like settled him. They humbled him a lot now, so it's not that great. But
he gets maybe like
third, and move everyone else. All
right, hold on, let's the list. Tricks gets 0.
Five.
He gets prison time.
Fifth.
Yes. Yeah, he's 5. He's in 5th place. He gets 0. Ladies.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He gets prison time, though.
He gets all the men in prison.
Okay. Okay. And then 4th place.
Is Captain.
Captain Crunch. Because he, you know, we were making fun of him, but
he looked kind of like a pedophile, too, though.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but he looks like the type where he has, like, one or two in his life.
Yeah, I feel it.
Like, for a while.
Yeah.
And now they're dead, so it's just him by himself.
Oh, damn. Okay. I didn't know we were doing that. All right.
Yeah. We got to get the story straight.
All right, fair enough.
We're creating serial lore.
Yeah, all right.
And then 3rd place, let's put Lucky Charms guy.
Lucky Charms, yeah, I feel with that.
Yeah, and then how many does he get? 5?
He looks a little younger. He could pull younger
boyish
women.
Boyish charm.
Who?
He might have like some boyish charm.
Lucky, yeah, yeah.
Because he's Lucky Charms.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got the charm.
He got all the charm. Hey, that was good. I like that. That was smooth. That's what, that could be one of his pickup lines. Be like, hey, yo, you want to be a charm? I can make you a charm.
You got to do an Irish accent.
I can't do an Irish accent. I feel like...
I was about to try, but never mind.
I really like Tony as number one, honestly. I do.
No.
Yes, he can, bro. He gets anything he wants. No. He's tall. Women like tall people. He probably ripped. That dude's big as hell.
But one against three?
Yeah, dude. Hit. Those three are the size of his toes.
Okay, sure. But, like, the three of them, they're a duo. They got their
trio.
Multiple wingman. Trio. Whatever. Shut up.
I think y'all should have, like, a 30-second debate.
Okay.
Okay.
Abram brings up a good point that we should do a 30-second debate.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in favor of Tony the Tiger.
Yeah, Tony Tiger.
I'm in favor of Snap, Crackle, and Pop. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Wait, who's first?
You'll go first.
Yeah. Me. Okay. All right. 3, 2, 1. So first off, you know. Tony's tall. Women like tall dudes, whether he's a tiger or a guy. They're going to like tall people or things. Yeah. And so, and he's pretty built. He's not skinny. He's not scrawny. A lot of people, he's probably like the average like model for in like the serial eyes. I feel like he's like the, like, I don't know who it is now, but like the sexiest man alive, but for Tony the Tiger serial.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to pull everyone, even everyone. Yeah.
All right, so I just looked at the pictures because I didn't remember Snap,
cheating?
Crackle, and Pop. No, I'm not cheating, but Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay, you timing me. Okay, here we go. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
So I was in favor of Snap, Crackle, and Pop, but you kind of swing me towards your way. However, I'm not, for the sake of this game, I'm gonna debate for them.
All right,
Snap, Crackle, and Pop. Like I said, they got a fun phrase when they finish. There's three of them, therefore three extra chances, right? One of them might fail at like trying to seduce a woman. The other one might fail too, but the third one might succeed. All right, that was it.
You're basing your side on odds.
Yeah. No, I am down. I am down to put Tony as number one.
Tony's that tall, light-skinned guy that I see all the girls. That's how I see him as.
Okay. Yeah. I just had to look at the images, and I was like, I chose the wrong champions.
You know what I was thinking about, though? Have you ever had Apple Jacks before?
Yeah, I eat that every day.
So you know their mascots?
Yeah, the apple and cinnamon.
Cinnamon, bro. Yeah, what do you think? Do you think they'd be able to pull girls?
No, Apple reminds me of like short guys who get upset that girls turn them down. he would get mad. And then Cinnamon is pretty chill, and I feel like he just doesn't try. Like he doesn't try to get.
Yeah, he won't care.
Girl. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel it. Yeah.
He's not trying to get dates or like going up to women. They go up to him and he's just he doesn't even catch on to it. He's just like
everyone's like, "Oh my god, he's so cute." He's like, "What's up, man? How you doing?"
Yeah.
So, I get it. But that was the first thing that popped in mind when I heard about the cereal question, was that brand.
Okay, I see that. It's getting kind of hot in here, huh?
Yeah, you should take off all your clothes. Oh, damn, okay. I didn't know we were getting explicit in here.
I just took the shirt off. I just...
Hold on. So, did your mom or did you and or mom buy you the whole outfit, like the matching outfit?
Oh, you're talking about my shirt?
Yeah. Like, is this the whole thing? Like, was it like a set?
It wasn't like a set, but they were in the same store and they were near each other.
So. A set that's sold separately.
Perhaps, yeah.
Okay, all right. I like it.
Okay, so Abram just asked me if my mom bought one item, which was the shorts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, she bought everything. I didn't buy any of this.
Damn.
Yeah, she dripped me out.
That's what's up.
I am.
My mom don't do that no more. she yells at me if I buy something. So. Would you ever go bald?
Like by choice?
Yeah. Or buzz cut?
No, I don't think I would.
No. Like not one day you'd be like, you know what? Let's try this new look.
I would prefer no.
No, you wouldn't?
No, I like having hair. When I was a kid, I had really long hair, and then and Abram had really long hair. We had the exact same type of thing.
Like mullet or like?
No, like Justin Bieber Justin Bieber hair.
Bowl cut hair.
It wasn't a bowl cut, but it was long hair.
Okay. I think maybe. I don't know. Hey, yo, what the dog doing? Oh, no, she's not doing it no more. But
she's just laying down. So, yeah, I had long hair, and then I got to, like, this hair length, and I don't want to go shorter because I don't like that.
I feel it.
Skin just on head, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Hair is a pretty... Sorry to everyone who's bald, but hair is, like, a pretty big feature on who you are.
So what does it mean if you're bald, then?
You're just a lesser human. No, I'm kidding.
Damn.
You're just bald. There's
you just lost all your bald viewers.
Some people rock the bald look.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
I feel like Trump would rock it, too.
I don't know.
Only one way to find out.
What are you saying? We go cut his hair?
Yeah, let's go cut his hair.
Do you know him?
No, I have no idea.
All right, then let's throw this idea out. Yeah, we don't got connections.
Window. Yeah, shit.
Who's my favorite bald person?
Damon Wayans. I think, no, Wayans. It's Wayne. Wayans. You know who that is? Major Payne. Have you seen that movie? No? Yeah. Okay, but I'm about to show.
Actually, no, I think I know.
Have you seen the TV show My Wife and Kids? No?
No.
Okay.
But I think I know. I think I have a loose image of who you're saying.
I was going to look it up, but I don't have, like, connection in here.
Yeah, so my favorite bald person... I don't have one. Fuck bald people. No, I'm kidding. Sorry, this conversation is just...
Mm-hmm. Very toxic right now.
Yeah, I don't know. Bald people make me mad. I don't know.
No, no shit.
Okay, I'm kidding.
Oh, shit.
Sorry, I had to... I chose to double down on the joke. My favorite bald person? Dude, who's bald? Who's bald that's like... Oh, you know what? My favorite bald person... I forgot the actor's name, but he plays the dean in Community.
Oh, I don't know his name.
Yeah, I don't know his name, but
he's naturally bald. That looks so fake, not gonna lie. It looked like they either like made him shave his head or like they put one of those caps on him when I saw the TV show.
I believe he's like bald. I could be wrong.
So you're saying Samuel Jackson bald? I don't think he is.
No.
Samuel Jackson, he's not bald.
No.
He is?
Wait, yeah.
He is, yeah, okay, that might be my favorite person then. He's my favorite person.
Okay.
He could be, like, my favorite, like, person in general, but it just he just happens to be bald.
What's a look on someone else that you, when you see it, you're just like, I don't like that?
I don't like that?
Yeah, like, it could be just certain clothing or just certain hairstyles, certain, you know, just something that you're like, it's not like you hate the person, just like, you don't like that.
When I see... There is one person at work that has this too. I hope she doesn't look at this, but basically, it's literally like the straightest bangs I've ever. It's the straightest bangs.
Like flat.
It's like no, it's straight. Like it's like someone like just cut super straight. Like no like curls, no nothing. The hair is super straight, and then it just turns out hell like a sharp right angle down, and then it's super straight again, like a bowl cut all the way around. If that makes sense.
That's the craziest shit I've ever heard.
The dude in the Lorax. Okay. The mayor.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah,
it's no, like
I
that.
I know what you're talking about.
It's
okay.
Like that. Well, but like in that cartoon, that was okay. Honestly, that looked hella funny. I liked that one. But like,
but in real life.
In real life, bro, like it just looks so weird.
Yeah.
So weird.
I can kind of picture that.
It's
not liking that.
It's did you ever watch Shang-Chi yet?
No, I have not seen Shang-Chi. No,
I said it wrong.
Yeah, you did.
Shang.
It's okay.
Shang-Chong.
You're learning right now.
I know. I just said it wrong too. I watched like twice. But basically,
wait, you saw it twice?
I saw it twice already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
Loved it.
Oh, that's good.
That's good. Yeah. But I was gonna say the one character in there has that haircut.
Oh, okay.
So it
I'll be on the lookout.
It kind of threw me off, but. it was a good movie, so I let it slide.
Yeah. You weren't going to let it ruin your movie experience.
Yeah, I wasn't going to. She was a badass, so I'm not going to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would you be in a martial arts / like karate like film?
Yeah, totally.
You would like you would take the time to learn.
Yeah.
You would.
Yeah.
That's a good answer. Yeah. I mean, I would do the same thing too.
If I was like as an actor,
you got to do your own stunts.
You got to learn that. Well, I can't do every single stunt.
You got to do your own stunt though.
That's the dumbest shit I ever heard.
What's the point of doing it then?
What do you mean? You can't do every. There's a reason. There's some stunts that people are like, nah, you can't do that because it's too good. Because if you get messed up,
but
there's no
movie. Out of your choice, though.
What do you mean?
Because people are given choices if they want to do certain stunts or not.
Sure.
So would you do it? If you got the choice to do as many stunts as you wanted to.
I would try to do stunts that I felt that I could do.
So only with you're comfortable or you think that you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
Like, I think there's a lot I can do, but I know there's also a lot that I just can't do.
Do you have, like, an example of, like, something you wouldn't do?
Probably jumping off a roof or something like that.
Like, not even onto that big-ass, like, platform of like, a
You gotta, like, airbed. Learn how to...
I mean, yeah, you learn how to fall down correctly, but...
Yeah.
You know, you can do it.
Thanks.
So something like if you were to fall down like one
it would be,
story.
Okay, no. The stunt would have to be bizarre. Like I can't even think of one. But I actually have an example. Mm-hmm. Like in Kingsman, there's the first one? Yeah.
Okay.
There's the water scene in the bedrooms like where
the A.
That shit actually malfunctioned and like people almost drowned and like it just destroyed the whole set.
Yeah.
So that type of stunt, I don't know if I could do that.
Okay, I understand that. I don't like that either because I'm not a good swimmer in general.
Yeah.
So me being underwater for more than 30 seconds, probably even less than that, I'd freak out.
Yeah.
So, but I get it. I understand that.
Ryan, have you ever done yoga?
Haven't done it? I think once, maybe once.
Like actually? Not just one, like you did a yoga pose?
I mean, I have to now because of like physical therapy stuff. Yeah. But like, I think I've done it once. And I was going to do it a second time in high school.
By choice.
The first time was by choice. And then the second choice, I said no. It was for football for high school.
Uh-huh.
And the only reason I said no was because it was hot yoga. So it's basically a sauna room, but you're doing yoga in it. And I was like, no, I'm going to pass out. I already know.
Okay.
I hate that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so me and one other person on the football team were the only ones that didn't go. I was the only person that said no by choice. The other person just didn't get his permission slip in time. So me and him were working out in the gym for like an hour and a half while everyone else was literally, this was conveniently right next to the mall where we went to school at.
Yeah.
And so it was literally just a walk away. So everyone was over there. And so when we were done, we walked back with our head coach. And when we got there, I was a junior at the time. So one of the seniors on the team, he passed out as they were taking a picture. So we had, you know, they have like the 3-layer stands to take a picture on.
Yeah.
That's what they were on. And this dude was at the top and everyone was saying when he was like this, he was perfectly fine, but it was so hot in there. He hasn't been drinking enough water that he just fell, landed on other people and slammed his head. And then so they had to take him outside because it was raining outside. So it was cold. So it kind of woke him up a little bit, but I was just like, that is why I'm not doing hot yoga. I would never do hot yoga.
Yeah. I don't think I've only done, okay, this doesn't count, but like for PE, for some reason, the only teacher was like, yo, let's do yoga. No other PE teacher was like, let's do yoga. But this one, she did. She wanted us to do yoga. So we did yoga and it was not, I didn't care for it.
It sucks to learn yoga. I don't feel comfortable doing it with a lot of people, like those big ass rooms of people. I don't feel comfortable doing that. But like once you kind of like get it down and you find something that's not really weird, like a position that's not really weird and actually helps you, dude, it's great. The one time I did it, it was actually really comfortable besides the few poses that were like sus. But I mean, you got to do those eventually, but I mean, I
You're doing yoga. You're doing yoga.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You gotta do it. If you're gonna do it, you gotta do it. Yeah. So, but I mean,
it's like crimes.
Gotta commit.
Yeah. If you're
gotta commit to the crime.
Actually, it depends on the crime.
Speaking of high school, is there anything you regret doing and you wish you did, or regret not doing? I should say.
Dude, I wish I went through my like Tony the Tiger phase and just had so many girls. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No.
Damn.
No, honestly, I don't regret. There's not one thing that I kind of wish I did.
Like you wouldn't. I don't know if you did, but you wouldn't join any like clubs or and.
Do I did join. I did join some clubs.
What clubs did you do?
I joined Tahitian.
Oh, you're in that. I joined
like three other dancing clubs.
Okay. I didn't know. I remember the Tahitian one. I do remember that one. Yeah, but I don't remember the other ones.
Senior year, I was like, all right, well, high school. This is the high school experience. This is the last chance. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do this stuff.
Yeah, I feel it.
And I had fun.
That's awesome. Yeah. I wanted to do a club, honestly, but I had cold feet, backed out last minute. I didn't want to do a lot of shit senior year. I stopped, like, I limited myself a lot.
Yeah. Well, is there something you wish you did?
Mm-hmm. I would have tried for the basketball team, the varsity team, honestly.
Yeah.
I didn't do it because I was a little lazy. I'm not going to lie. I was lazy. I didn't want to do the workouts with Ashmore at the time. But also the main reason was because he started recruiting that year from other places. And I was just like, fuck, dude, he's going to start recruiting people. And so I didn't know them. I didn't know the players personally. Mm-hmm. I just saw them. So when I heard they were like 6'2", and or like really good shooters, I was like, I'm not even gonna bother anymore, because if he's starting to recruit, then I'm just gonna be filtered out anyway.
Yeah,
dude, I'm not saying they're bad. I'm not gonna say that, but I could have I could have been there, dude. Yeah. I could have totally been there if I actually committed to do it, which I didn't do.
Yeah,
but
yeah, well, I guess a part of me kind of wishes I did soccer, but like also I'm kind of glad I didn't, because.
Wasn't our team not, or our school not great for boys soccer?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I didn't. You didn't? Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I liked everyone that played, but like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't do it because I enjoyed high school.
If it wasn't soccer, is there another sport you would have tried?
You know, it's funny. I was contemplating about doing football, but that was only because so many people did football, and I liked everyone who was doing football. And I was like, I mean, I'm not gonna play. Like,
that's what Ashford did. Ashford didn't know shit about football. He just joined, and he was pretty decent at the end.
Yeah, I know.
So,
but I'm glad I didn't do football though.
Really? Not even like. Maybe freshman year would have been a lot better because even people from other schools were just like, "What am I doing here?"
No, but it's. Freshman year would have been weird for me.
I feel like I get that, yeah. But it probably wouldn't have been a good idea to do it junior year or varsity year if you were to do it, just because the people we were playing against were grown men damn near. So it wasn't gonna work out. It barely worked out for me. I'm surprised I didn't come out with a broken arm or something. Dude, I did come out with a concussion though.
Mm-hmm. You did?
I did, yeah.
When?
Against Barrow, our home game. I think it was my junior year. I can't. Their tackle was like 6'2", 250, biggest dude I've ever seen in my life. And I'm not blaming my linemen here, but they fucked up. This dude, I saw him. The second I got out of the huddle, I saw this dude on the left. I was like, shit, he's huge. And so when I got the ball, I was like, hut, right? I get the ball.
Yeah.
I backed up because it was a pass play, so I'm trying to find someone. All I see is this big fucking ogre start running to me, and it's just head-to-head contact, and he slams me down. So it's head-to-head contact as he hits me.
He basically headbutt you.
Basically, but he used his whole body to use that power.
Yeah.
And then my head hit the ground first, and so I was like, oh, I ain't doing this no more. So I stayed there. I don't know if I was able to get up or not. I was just like, I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore. Because that hurt.
Yeah.
And so.
You were like, fuck this sport, man. I'm out. This team sucks.
I was like, I don't know who the fuck that was, but that was your man. But basically, when the trainer came to see me, she scared the shit out of me. She was just like, yeah, he's done. And I was like, oh, shit. This is a little worse than I thought. And so she took me off. I felt okay.
Yeah.
Like, I got hit. I know there's that feeling of getting hit, but I didn't feel any worse than that.
Damn.
So, but she took me off. I had to take this test. It was a concussion test. Yeah. It was a concussion test. It was like if you could keep your eye on the red line.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really shit for me because if you don't know, now you know, I'm colorblind to red and green. So it's hard for me to see the colors red and green.
Yeah.
So when
so they picked the wrong color.
They picked the wrong color. And so it's either that the colorblindness made me seem like I had a concussion or I did have a concussion.
Yeah, because you seem normal to me.
Don't think you understand. I don't think you understand how that works. But anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, but so she deemed me as I had a concussion, so I wasn't able to play the next game. But so that was...
Wait, that's it? Just one game? You don't have to...
Because I was making high improvements after that. Right, so she guaranteed me 1 week I couldn't play. But after that, I was just like, oh, he's better.
Yeah. I've never had a sports injury like that.
Really?
Or like anything. Or just in general, I've never had like a big injury, I don't think. Right. I've had like sprained ankles.
Yeah.
Because of soccer. But like, I've never like... My leg! You know?
Yeah.
Or just...
I think all my injuries have been from football. I blacked out one time, too. Mm. But it's okay. Because I'm a perfect human being now, so...
Yeah. Like I said, you seem normal to me.
Thank you.
I'm just going to pat you on the head.
Yeah, you don't, I'm not your
dog. Would that give you a concussion?
Yeah. Yeah.
Revert back.
Yeah.
Can't
have more than three before you're 50.
Yeah. Well, you... One down.
Potentially have two, so.
Oh,
potentially okay. Might have two, so.
Yeah.
I don't want one more, just in case.
Well, thank you guys for watching and listening. This is my friend with a concussion, Ryan. Thanks for coming on again.
Of course, dude. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thanks for Abram. Thank you for being here. Abram, shout something.
The goat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, do you have anything to say or not?
No, not really, no.
Just say a random word.
Frogs.